Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Joe Para of Joe Para Talks With You. Mr. Para is a unique and innovative comedian and stand-up, and is probably best known for Joe Para Helps You Find the Perfect Christmas Tree and Joe Para Talks You to Sleep. Over the next segment, Joe Para will talk with you about his new comedy series, Joe Para Talks With You, which airs Sundays at midnight on Adult Swim. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to stay awake during this interview, feel free to have a nice big cup of Joe as we iron out the past in order to break our fast in the present. Joe, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Now, you're the star of Joe Para Talks With You, which premieres midnight Sunday, May 20th on Adult Swim. Now, Joe, tell us what Joe Para Talks With You is all about.
Well, the title is not the best. I apologize for that. Each episode has its own specific title and subject matter, such as episode 2, Joe Para Takes You to Breakfast, in which I take viewers for breakfast at my favorite restaurant on a Saturday morning, help them decide what to eat. Or episode 4, Joe Para Shows You How to Dance, in which I show viewers how to dance if they're alone at a coworker's wedding.
So you cover a lot of subjects on your show, including tackling hard subjects such as iron. Tell us about that, and tell us about iron's various applications in society.
Well, I mean, the big one is steel. It was very important to the town where it's at, Marquette, Michigan. It just seemed like a good place to start because it kind of, one, I'm interested in rocks and minerals, and and the Upper Peninsula is truly, like I say in the show, a rock hound's paradise. you know, the iron there really gave the town it helped it grow quite a great deal, and is the reason why. There's the whole shipping docks there and the railroad. It built the town, but also it's just nice to look at. And there's other really nice rocks and minerals in the area, just because of during the last ice age, a lot of activity happened, and it created a lot of interesting rocks in the area. And it feels like if we were gonna show and introduce viewers to the area to show them the rocks and minerals seem like a good place to start. I know it sounds boring, but
not at all. Well, it sounds like your show has quite an educational component. Now, you also, as you mentioned, explore the magic of breakfast on Joe Para Talks With You. What elements of breakfast do you cover?
There are so many elements that we wanted to cover, but it turned out that we talked about breakfast crews is a big aspect of the episode. Mm-hmm. You know, who to go for breakfast with, how breakfast crews form. There's an element of a perfect egg bite we talk about is based on the true thing that my friend Connor O'Malley, who plays Mike Melski on the show, does. He just tries to get the perfect bite of egg by taking a piece of toast, put it in hash browns, jam, butter, ketchup, and then the over-easy egg on top and trying to fit the entire yolk in his mouth and getting all the flavors just right. Also salt and pepper. I forgot about that. But he tries to get just the perfect flavor in that one egg bite, and it's kind of, he shows viewers how to do that. And what else? There's a lot of stuff that didn't make it, though. Like we shot 30 minutes of the KK spinning, and we wanted to use more of it, but that didn't make the cut.
Okay. left on the cutting room floor, then.
Yeah, there's also a joke I thought about the other day. It's I told viewers, you know, 100 years ago, eggs are as big as they ever were ever in history. In 1890, eggs used to be the size of a dime.
And, wow.
No, it's not true. Okay. We cut it because it is a lie.
It's true. So for you, is it essential to have whipped butter with your pancakes, or can one have their pancakes only with syrup, totally sans butter?
I mean, butter, you can have your pancakes any way you like. Mm-hmm. Butter is for special occasions for me. It's very rich, and I like to keep it for special occasions, but we shot in Milwaukee, And, you know, they'll put butter on everything, including their hamburgers. I guess it's up to whoever is eating it, but it definitely is a treat.
Now, you mentioned your friends on the show, which comprise of Lulu, Mike, and Sue. How do they help you in this journey of discovery?
Well, they kind of, Connor's character, Mike Melski, and his wife, they're my neighbors, and Connor has a very different sense of humor than me. He likes to yell a lot, and it's kind of opposite of what I do on the show. So it's kind of a balance, and they are some ways more normal than me and some ways not. But I get along with Lulu's husband, Gene, is my good friend on the show, and Lulu kind of is annoyed by the two of us. I guess they're just, I don't know. It is nice. Connor is a good friend, and he wrote on the show, and Joe Firestone plays on the show, too, and she wrote the show. A lot of people involved wrote and acted in the show, which I think it gives it a neat feel because they were allowed to create their own characters.
Right. Right, so it's sort of a family-friendly, you know, type of show.
I hope so. We did a show about Christmas trees last year that got a G rating, which is kind of unique for late night.
Yes, that's true.
But this one got TV 14, and I was kind of bummed. But what are you gonna do? I still think it's appropriate for the family. There's no sex scenes or anybody getting hurt.
That's good. Now, Joe, what can viewers expect to experience when they watch Joe Pera Talks With You on Adult Swim?
I guess our goal was a little bit of everything. A couple facts, a little bit of jokes, and then also kind of a little bit of, I don't want to say emotion, but there's a story to it that I think is nice on top of, you know, the facts and everything else. So we tried to do a lot. Hopefully it works. If not, I hope at least they enjoy the facts about rock.
That's true. And also, where can people find out more about yourself and Joe Pera Talks With You online?
Sure. They can go to adultswim.com or my website, joepera.com. Either is fine, but there's probably more information about the show on adultswim.com.
Joe, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I really appreciate it, Jim.